This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, December 9th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump can't guarantee tariff impact. Southeast lawmakers aren't giving up on disaster aid, and Senate Ag GOP gets new economist. Trump, tariffs will make us rich. President-elect Donald Trump insists that tariffs he's thinking of imposing on trading partners would cost Americans nothing. But on Sunday, he said he couldn't guarantee that outcome. In an interview on Meet the Press Sunday, Trump said tariffs are going to make us rich. But NBC News' Kristen Welker asked him, "Can you guarantee American families won't pay more?" Trump responded, quote, "I can't guarantee anything. I can't guarantee tomorrow. But I can say that if you look at my just pre-COVID, we had the greatest economy in the history of our country, and I had a lot of tariffs on a lot of different countries, but in particular, China." Trump last month threatened to impose 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada and 10% tariffs on China. During the campaign, he also called for an across-the-board tariff on all U.S. imports and proposed imposing tariffs of up to 60% on China. And while we're at it, Trump also reiterated that he wants to deport undocumented immigrants. "I think you have to do it," he said, but he added that it would be easier for people to get in who have been online for 10 years to come into the country. However, they have to pass the test. They have to be able to tell you what the Statue of Liberty is. They also have to tell you a little bit about our country. Georgia and Florida lawmakers press leadership for disaster aid. Hardline conservatives in the House are creating obstacles for a year-end disaster aid package, but lawmakers from Georgia and Florida, two states hit hard by hurricanes, haven't given up on getting disaster assistance included in a stopgap spending bill. In a letter to leaders of the Senate Appropriations Committee on Friday, Senators Raphael Warnock of Georgia, Rick Scott of Florida, said both of our states have been heavily impacted by natural disasters over the last 2 years, leaving farmers and ranchers with decimated crops and wrangled infrastructure. The Georgia congressional delegation sent a separate letter to House and Senate Appropriation Committees. For the latest on the year-end agenda in Congress, read our Washington Week Ahead. Southern Farm Credit Lending Institutions Explore Merger. Two Southern Farm Credit System lenders are exploring a possible merger for 2026. Farm Credit of Central Florida and Southwest Georgia Farm Credit announced Friday they will, quote, "undertake due diligence to assess merger benefits for stockholders and finalize merger agreement terms over the next few months," that according to a release. Current Farm Credit or of Central Florida President and CEO Reggie Holt would lead the merged organization, while current Southwest Georgia Farm Credit CEO Paxton Parvalate would be Chief Operating Officer. And what's next? Well, the Farm Credit Administration, which regulates farm credit institutions, would need to approve the merger. Then a proposal would be put forward to stockholders who would review it. The organizations expect no office closures or changes to service due to the merger, the release says. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bozeman names new Senate Ag Economist. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman, who will chair the Agriculture Committee in the next Congress, has named Brad Wettelman as the new Chief Economist for Committee Republicans. Brad's background in economics will play a crucial role as the committee develops and advances policies to strengthen rural America and provide our farmers, ranchers, and agriculture community with the tools they need to be successful and continue to produce a safe, affordable, and abundant supply of food, Bozeman says. Wettelman, who has a master's degree from Texas A&M University, joins the committee after serving as chief economist at Combest Sell and Associates. Cucumber recall list expands. More products have been recalled in connection with a salmonella outbreak in cucumbers that has affected 68 people so far. At the end of November, SunFed Produce LLC recalled all sizes of its American slicer cucumbers known as Agregato SA DCV in Sonora, Mexico, following an FDA and CDC investigation in a salmonella outbreak. These items were distributed to grocery stores and restaurants in 26 states. Other companies that distribute cucumbers from this farm later recalled additional products. Last week, additional downstream products were recalled, including some at grocery chains Kroger, Walmart, and King Soopers. Of the 68 people infected with the outbreak strain, 18 have been hospitalized. Phillips 66 signs SAF agreement with United Airlines. Phillips 66 has agreed to supply 3 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuel to United Airlines for use at Chicago O'Hare International Airport, with additional 600,000 gallons at Los Angeles International Airport by the end of 2024. Under the agreement with United, Phillips 66 could potentially increase the supply to 8 million gallons through the first half of 2025 at O'Hare. The SAF will be made from waste fats, oils, and greases. Duarte looks to lead Bureau of Reclamation. Republican Representative John Duarte, who narrowly lost his bid for re-election in California, is pushing to be commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation, the news site Notice reported Friday. Duarte conceded last week after losing by 187 votes to Democratic challenger and former assembly member Adam Gray. Here's today's final word. I'm really looking to make our country successful. I'm not looking to go back into the past. I'm looking to make our country successful. Retribution will be through success. That President-elect Donald Trump on NBC's Meet the Press. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, December 9th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.